You're listening to SBS News.
The so-called Mexican Dirty War was the Mexican theatre of the Cold War. Between 1964 and 1982, a succession of US-backed Mexican governments battled left-wing student and guerrilla groups. During the war, government forces carried out around 1,200 forced disappearances, systematic torture, and probable extrajudicial executions. It was against this sad background that Rosario Ibarra became prominent. Ms. Ibarra's son, Jesus Piedra, belonged to an armed communist group. He disappeared, apparently at the hands of authorities, after being accused of killing a police officer. His case was never fully clarified. Ms. Ibarra founded the Eureka Committee, a movement demanding information about the fate of her son and other disappeared people. Her protests took many forms, from hunger strikes to visits to military prisons. In 2003, she marched to Mexico's presidential palace to draw attention to the issue.
We're here today to deliver to the National Palace more than 2,000 postcards with the pictures and names of the disappeared. What I am interested in and what I have hope of is them telling us the whereabouts of our sons. That is the only thing I care about.
Rosario Ibarra was a formidable political figure in her own right. In 1982, she became the first woman to appear on a Mexican presidential ballot. Although she didn't win, she went on to twice become a federal deputy and once a senator. In the Senate chamber in 2011, she vowed to keep faith with fellow relatives of the missing.
I want you to fight hard. I'll stand by you so it doesn't take you as long as it took me to recover your sons.
She went from being an enemy of the state to someone politicians wanted to be associated with. When current Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador alleged fraud in the 2006 presidential election, he had Ms. Ibarra put a presidential sash on him in a ceremony to try and declare himself a legitimate president. She knew her power and didn't let politicians use her without reward. In 2001, she said she wasn't willing to settle for hollow words from politicians.
The words go with the wind. Statements are changed overnight. I want facts. When I see the facts, I will be able to rest.
It was a vow she kept to the end. 3 years ago, Ms. Ibarra refused an honour from the Senate, lamenting that there are still forced disappearances in Mexico, 98% of them from 2006 onwards. Nowadays, they arise from cartel violence rather than dirty war politics. Her death was announced on social media by Mexico's National Human Rights Commission, which is led by her daughter, Rosario Piedra. She died in the northern Mexican city of Monterrey after years of failing health. Rosario Ibarra was 95. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.